Welcome to Wealth Map Radio, where we chart a course through the chaos of retirement planning, market movements, and financial independence with a healthy dose of clarity and caffeine. We don't just talk about money, we decode it. That's why Wealth Map Radio is designed to be your GPS for retirement, helping you avoid financial potholes, risky cliffs, and the detours that can derail your long-term goals. We break down real-life challenges retirees actually face and how to navigate them with confidence. We're believers and having a plan that is built to last. That's where our Compass Report comes in. It includes real-world tools like the Color of Money Risk Analysis, Social Security Maximization Report, Tax Scorecard, and the Retirement Buffer Analysis, all designed to give you direction and peace of mind. For us, RETIRE is an acronym for retirement, estate, taxes, income, risk, and enjoyment. So whether you're navigating market twists, wondering if your nest egg will actually hatch, or trying to figure out why your money disappears faster than leftovers at a family barbecue, stick around. We'll cut through the noise, drop some wisdom, and share a few laughs along the way. Now buckle up, because here on Wealth Map Radio, financial freedom is the destination, and every step along the trail is full of purpose and intent.
Welcome to Wealth Map Radio. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm here with our host. The man with the plan is Steve Eckroth. Steve, so great to be here with you today. Good to see you. First, I want to thank you for having me on your show, allowing me in the studio with you. I feel honored and privileged today to be hanging out with you. And I've had a great week. It's been crazy busy. But I actually got some yard work done in between rain and hot days. I laid sod for the first time ever, Steve, and I'd never done that before. And now I know why. We tried to put sod in our backyard ourselves, basically myself. My wife helped a bit. My allergies kicked up really bad, and that's because I'm allergic to manual labor. Is what I'm allergic to. And so I don't think I ever want to try to lay sod again. That was actual work, Steve. Have you ever done that?
No, that sounds like backbreaking work.
It does. So Steve, how have you been? What have you been up to?
Very busy. This week is flew by. Last week, Chrissy and I and Steven were traveling. We were up in Quebec, which first time I was there, it was beautiful. Had a lot of great excursions, had a wonderful time, but I'm trying to catch up from that. It's been hot here in Philadelphia.
Yes, miserably.
Hot. And I went golfing on Tuesday, and that wasn't a good idea.
You made a mistake.
Yeah, I did make a mistake. And it set me back time-wise, too. I've been trying to catch up ever since.
Well, you probably lost some weight. You probably sweat out there. That's good for your health. To clear out the pores, I bet you were sweating.
Yeah,
it was hot. Well, you know what, Steve, let's not bury the lead here. You were up in Canada for there were a lot of fun activities, but it was also with some of the top financial advisors from across the United States got together at this conference up in Canada. And I think that's great because you learn a lot, too, from them. You kind of exchange ideas and it enables you to help your clients and better meet their needs, right?
Yeah, I think the networking and, you know, it's almost like a family of advisors. You know, we're all trying to help each other and sharing best practices. The one thing that came out of the meetings that I kind of took away was, you know, how the other advisors are using artificial intelligence. It's amazing what AI can do to help advisors with recording client meetings so that we get better notes. It's just come a long way. And to hear how other advisors are using it was really beneficial.
Yeah. Yeah. That is amazing. You know, I have heard from some other advisors that have started using it for notes and it'll just record and then you can have basically, you know, you have it all in text every meeting you have is just in text, in writing. And that's really great for compliance purposes, because you have to submit to compliance standards and you're held to that standard as a financial services professional to meet your client's best needs and do what's best for them. And you have to keep track of all that anyway. So, talk about a time saver as far as note taking, right?
Yeah, and I think clients enjoy it too. I mean, to be able to, you know, get an email with an executive summary of the meeting, you know, within 15 or 20 minutes after the meeting, it's just it's amazing what it can do, and help keep the financial planning process moving forward.
Yeah. Well, AI is changing so rapidly and it's doing more and more all the time. And you have to stay on top of that. And it's good to hear that you and some of your fellow top advisors out there are doing this and talking about this and putting it into practice. I think that's great. And there were a lot of things talked about there. And I know you always compare notes. And there's always different tools. It's a competitive market out there as far as different portfolios and things like that that you utilize for your clients. So in retirement planning and financial investments, that's fantastic too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a mixture of fun and business, but the business meetings that Gradient runs are just top notch, and it's always very focused, very client oriented, putting the client first and, trying to surround the technology and around the client experience. And, I'm really grateful for, everything that Gradient does for me and my clients. It's just a great organization, and I've been very happy there. And we had a great time last week.
Oh, that's great. Well, and for our listeners out there who are uninsured, what's this Gradient? Well, that's kind of your back office, and you utilize their services. They're one of the fastest growing, and they've been around a long time. I think they're celebrating their 20th anniversary this year. They're a financial, an FMO, so they provide marketing and resources for independent financial advisors out there, and they have they help you find the best things for your clients. They help you run reports, the Gradient insurance side of it, the Gradient investment side, and they have a lot of other divisions, the Lucent Media with web and marketing, things like that. So and they've been doing it a long time. They know what they're doing. Chuck, the chairman who started the company, he's given me some great words of advice over the years. He's a very smart man. So I really respect Gradient and Chuck Lucius and his team there too. Well, I wanted to talk to you today. For our listeners out there, let's get to know Steve Eckroth, because Steve, I know Keith's been doing the show. Keith's great. But this is your show. This is your company. So let's find out about you. And you're a financial services professional. How long have you been in the finance world?
I graduated college in 1998. I went to Westchester University, and it's been a long time. I guess that's 27 years.
Wow. And so you, right out of college, you've been in the financial industry, and let people know the name of your financial firm there.
Whispering Brook Financial.
Yep. And how long has that been around?
So I was a private banker with Wells Fargo and Bank of America for the first three quarters of my career.
Sure.
And I went out on my own 7 years ago.
That's great.
Yeah. And I haven't looked back since. I really, really enjoy being independent. When I was at Wells at Bank of America, being part of a large organization, there's a lot of red tape and bureaucracy that sometimes holds clients back, because the institution is dictating what models to run and what the client can and can't do. And when I was finally left and went out on my own, going independent was really important to me. And we've been independent ever since.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. So obviously, it means a lot to you. What's one of the main reasons, you kind of touched on it there, that you are an independent financial advisor? What's your goal? What do you get out of it?
Well, I we're not tied to any particular institution, product, methodology. And a lot of advisors, I think they think that they're truly independent, but at Gradient, we can work with any insurance carrier, any portfolio manager, anything that the client needs. We're not pigeonholed into, what I describe as firm thinking. When I was at Wells and Bank of America, there was a process. They followed that process. You couldn't deviate from that process. If you wanted to make an exception to that process, it was very difficult. They had their ways of doing things, and that firm thinking sometimes didn't align with the client's desires, what we were trying to achieve. The other thing I think that happens, especially with wealthy families, is, you don't want to have your eggs all in one basket, and being able to use multiple institutions as an independent advisor really separates us in the marketplace, because we can spread money around between different institutions and different methodologies, depending on what's important to the client. So that, being independent really puts the client first.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. And that's great. And I love, that's one thing Chuck told me is, you don't work for me, you work for the advisors. And so that's awesome. I love that. And you work for your clients. That's who you work for, and that's who you want to help. I think that's fantastic. And you've been doing this quite a while. So Whispering Brook Capital, and you're located there in the Philadelphia area, right?
Yeah, we're in suburban Philadelphia, Newtown Square. And, we've got clients primarily in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware, but, some clients across the country. I have a couple of international clients, Vegas, Florida, different areas. So we're local, but we have a national presence.
Yeah. I think that's great. Now, you yourself, you've been around the block. You have a family, right? You have a wife and your kids, and they all went with you to Quebec, right?
This is the first time Stephen joined, and I think it's the first time he got exposed to that type of trip, and getting to meet the advisors, and he brought along his girlfriend Allie.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and it meant a lot to me. I think we work so hard. And, doing the 60 hours a week, these trips are great for the family to relax and get to see, what it is that I do. He joined me for the first 2 hour meeting session. And then the second one, he kind of bailed on.
But, of course.
He wants to be a math teacher. He's over at Westchester. And his third year, he's in their honors program. He's doing a great job.
Well, that's no surprise that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree there. Good student, good with math. I like that.
Very proud of him. Very, very proud of him.
That's great. That's
awesome.
And I keep
encouraging them to do, I think for someone his age, it's really hard to try and find something that you're passionate about. And if you're going to have success, every client that I've seen that has had financial success, they're very passionate about what they do. Passionate about what I do. I love what I do. At the essence of what I do is problem solving. And I love solving problems every day. And Stephen loves math. And, it's fun to see him, growing into that. And, I don't know where it'll take him, but I keep telling him, as long as you're happy, you're going to be successful.
Yeah, there you go. Well, let's talk about Whispering Brook a minute and what you offer your clients there. What are some of the things you do, Steve? So our listeners out there know, as we do future shows, what they can expect each week. What is it you do to help people? What are some of the things that you look at or needs that you meet for people in the community here?
Well, as far as the radio show is concerned, I've been, when we started this, I wanted it to be educational because, in a way I'd like to give back in the sense that, a lot of folks listening to the show, they may never come in to visit or call. But I'm hoping that, by putting together the case studies that we do every week, that folks can take away something in their private financial situation that maybe will improve their situation, even if they don't call and meet with us. So I think the goal of the show is each week to, have a case study, show a particular financial problem and offer some solutions.
Yeah, that enhanced planning that you do. And really, a lot of it is planning, right? I mean, like you mentioned, a lot of people are used to the accumulation phase during our working years. But when they get to retirement, they might have lump sums like an IRA or a 401k. But how do they turn that into a monthly income that they know is going to be there? It's going to be what they want to meet their goals, live comfortably, and last as long as they do, right? And that's the trick. And without working with somebody like yourself or having a plan in place, that's going to be tough. And you can make a lot of expensive and costly mistakes. Like you said, all your years in the banking industry, you really saw that happen. So I know you have a passion to help people avoid these costly mistakes, including passing their, it on to their loved ones. I saw it happen. My grandfather lived to 101, but when he died, he held everything close to the vest and there wasn't a lot of communication. And now it was a tight-knit family, my dad and his three siblings, but now two of them aren't talking to each other because there wasn't proper planning. They weren't working with a financial advisor. So that's tough. And they didn't have a good estate planning attorney. And I know you work alongside estate planning attorneys with your clients to make sure everything's working together and there's an overall plan in place. That's key, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's the big picture stuff, the taxes, a lot of the things that we do is we tend to focus on the broader picture. And I think a lot of advisors are too focused on, product solutions and things like that. I think we take more of a planning approach. We start with planning, and we end with planning and we fill in the blanks along the way. And, every day I'm challenged with new problems. I've seen the same problems over and over and over again for the past 27 years, but
sure.
The greatest days are the days that I wake up and I speak with a new client about a new problem that I get to solve. And, even after, going on three decades, I guess, there's still some
challenges.
There's some challenges there. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and it's all, it's all about everybody's situation is different, of course, but most of us, my wife and I, we're only going to go through that retirement planning process and retirement itself once. You go through that every single day with your clients and people you meet with. So that's got to really help you avoid some the common mistakes and the mistakes that you see, like you say, people make over and over, but yet there's always a challenge because everybody says, well, we want to buy an RV the first year we retire. And this is how much money we have. What can we do? Can we make that happen? Oh, okay. That's, a little different than what, Bob and Sue over here did. Your other clients, they wanted to stay at home and downsize and move close to their grandkids and golf. And, they don't have an RV. They have no desire to buy an RV. So, everybody's situation, that's just an easy example. But it does get complicated. You mentioned taxes and there are a lot of different areas like that you cover, right?
Yeah. I mean, I've retired with hundreds of clients. That's the way I feel. And, the biggest concern that clients have, I think, is not running out of money. The second biggest concern, I think, is taxes, because we were told all throughout our career that we should be funding pre-tax 401ks, getting our match and deferring the tax liability year after year after year. And it grows substantially. And the idea was that your tax rate was supposedly going to be lower in retirement. And I can tell you from experience that we very rarely find a client that has a lower tax rate in retirement.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned the two biggest expenses people are going to have in retirement are probably taxes and healthcare, right?
Sure.
And I know your team, you and your team help people address those. You mentioned taxes and what you're talking about, a lot of people might not realize their tax situation for retirement. You make a great point there, Steve. A lot of people think, well, I'm going to be retired. I'm no longer going to be working. So my taxes are going to be really low, but they're not thinking about the fact that their entire retirement income may be in a traditional 401k or 403b or TSP or an IRA, right? A traditional IRA. all of those are fully taxable when you take that money out. If all their money is in the market in a 401k or an IRA, all that money, when they take it out, the principal, the interest, it's all fully taxable and can bump their income up. And then it can make Medicare costs more. Like you mentioned, it can make bump them into higher tax brackets so they don't qualify for certain things. It can be a mess, can't it?
Yeah, and that's assuming the tax rates don't go up. I mean, I think you have to ask yourself, is our government going to need more money in the future or less money? We're at the stage of having all-time lowest tax rates. And, you know, I hear us folks talk about, you know, they're going to make the tax rates permanent. And, you know, they're only permanent until the next Congress or the next president comes in and changes.
Right. <No. laughs> Right. I mean, you know, the deficit hawks will eventually get their way and they'll have to raise the money somehow, and taxes will go up. You need to be prepared for that. So I think you've got a great point. So let's look at some of the other things, and we're going to address specific shows that just talk about how to deal with taxes in retirement, and on upcoming episodes, specific shows on other things, right? Like Social Security maximization. That's something you do for your clients as well, right?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest decisions that we make, in some cases, the largest asset that a client has on their balance sheet is their Social Security benefits. The present value of those future payments, it's one of the biggest decisions that a married couple can make. And if you make it wrong, unfortunately, you can leave tens of thousands of dollars on the table. And every family is different when it comes to choosing Social Security benefits. I mean, it depends on how much longevity you have in your family. You know, if you don't have a lot of longevity in your family, you know, choosing an earlier option might be beneficial. If you do have longevity in your family and you're concerned about outliving your assets, you know, we really need to sit down and plan through the choices you're going to make with respect to when do you start, because it's an irrevocable decision. I mean, and once
if you lock in that lower amount, you know, they say like 80% of people or more lock it in as soon as they can at 62. But then if they continue to work, some of that can be taken back, and they lock in the lowest amount. So then when there is a cost of living adjustment, it's a percentage usually that's small, and it's based on their lower amount. So you're really digging yourself into a hole there if you don't have to. But some people, like you say, it is the best option. It all depends. But you have a Social Security maximization report that you can run for people at no charge that will really help them see all the different strategies and when their sweet spot might be for them in particular. With just a little bit of their own personal information and facts, you can run that report, and it'll tell them spousal strategies, things like that as well, right?
Yeah, and I think that's a great report. It's great to have the team of Gradient CFPs that can run that for us. You know, they do a great job in helping us help clients with that big decision. Right. So if there's folks out there that are in that position where they're unsure of, you know, certainly call the office and we'd be happy to, you know, help you out and work you through that. Because it's one of the biggest decisions you're going to make in that phase of your life.
Wow. Well, I think that's great. And I know that there are shows coming up specifically on how to maximize your Social Security. So our listeners out there can look forward to that. And I think that's fantastic. What are some other areas? We've talked about taxes. We've talked about Social Security. What are a couple of other areas that our listeners can expect to hear about on the show and that you help address with your clients?
Last week, we did a show on long-term care, which I think you had mentioned is, you know, the second or first largest expense in retirement, or could be. And, you know, the old traditional way of insuring against that was that, you know, you took out a insurance policy, you paid premiums in, and it was a use it or lose it proposition. And the insurance carriers have come a long way with creating hybrid plans where it's no longer a use it or lose it proposition, where we can shift assets from one account to another and get a leveraged long-term care benefit and a leveraged death benefit if you don't use the long-term care benefits.
So it's not use it or lose it. They have hybrid policies now where you can still use it in other ways if you don't need it for long-term care.
Yeah, and I think that's the biggest concern with folks have with doing those old long-term care policies is, you know, if I pay all these premiums into over the next 20 years and I never use it, you know, that's just money that's coming away from my kids and my grandchildren. These hybrid policies, you know, really do a good job of taking that off of the table, if you will, because if you don't use it, the money would go to your heirs. And we talk about just in case money that, that might be sitting in money markets or CDs. You know, these hybrid plans can also satisfy that because most of them are, you know, 100% return of premium. If you needed you know, to take money back, you can get it out with no penalty.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that sounds great. So there's a lot that's covered. I know another thing is, you know, back in April, we saw some market volatility and you're always going to have market volatility. And that's one thing that you help your clients deal with, not to make emotional decisions and to have a plan in place that can deal with that, right?
Yeah, I you know, one of the highlights of my career as I look back on it was helping clients through the financial crisis of 2008. And what I'm recognizing now is that the further and further away we get from that event, the less folks remember how bad it was. And there were certain solutions that weren't available back then. You weren't able to protect your assets as well as you can today.
Yeah.
You know, as I think back through 2008 and the volatility of that environment, and you know, we were really on the edge of, you know, having another Great Depression. We were very, very close, and it was a very rough 6 months between, you know, October 07 to when it bottomed in March of 09, or excuse me, October of 08 when it bottomed in March of 09. A lot of times you need an advisor just to hold your hand through a market like that. And, you know,
to help you avoid making those emotional decisions, right? You take the emotion out of it.
Yeah. Cause we all say we're going to maybe add money when the market goes down. I only had one client that did that in that environment.
Yeah, most people end up, most people, especially individual investors who do it on their own, the majority of them end up buying high and selling low because they let their emotions dictate. And you want to do the opposite, right?
Yeah, and especially folks that don't have an advisor. The challenge in that market went back then is it when it bottomed in March of 09, if you had sold in those last 6 months there, you know, it was a year and a half downturn, but the last 6 months were pretty bad. And if you had it sold in that 6 month period, and you said, okay, well, I'm going to get back in when it comes back down after March. It never really came back down. It was a very violent upturn after March.
Hit record highs.
Yeah. A lot of people lost out.
Yeah. The people that were able to stay the course and not pull money out of those funds during that time came out ahead.
Yeah.
And that's how it works. Well, Steve, this is all great information, but why don't you let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you if they have questions or to set up that no charge, no obligation consultation?
Oh, thanks, Tony. Yeah, we have a website set up, wealthmapradio.com. You can access my calendar. The first complimentary visit is directly with me. You can also call. We have operators standing by. The number to reach an operator to schedule a visit is 484-600-6512. Again, wealthmapradio.com or 484-600-6512.
All right. Thank you so much, Steve. Great show today. Listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Wealth Map Radio with our host, Steve Eckroth.
Wealth Map Radio is an independent production of Whispering Brook Financial. The services of voiceover professionals are often used for this production. Such professionals are not licensed financial professionals. Case studies and example share may be materially different than your own situation and are often dramatized for entertainment value. No solicitation of any security or investment is made or implied. Consult with independent financial, tax, and legal advisors before implementing any strategy. Neither Steve Eckroth nor Whispering Brook Financial are endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. More information is available by visiting Wealth Map Radio by calling 484-600-6512.